welcome to the Giraffe Social Media Podcast. It's what social media managers are talking about. I'm Nicole, and today I'm joined by some brilliant members of the Giraffe team. We have social media manager Tyler.
Hello.
Social media manager Jordan.
Hello.
And social media assistant Chloe.
Hi.
Today's group chat episode will be the second instalment of our new top tips series with top tips for social media growth. So we'll be discussing everything you need to know about ways to drive up those all important follower numbers and what tricks we have as social media managers to help increase growth. But before we get started on all that, I have a question for the team. Does the number of followers a business account has affect your opinion on the brand? Chloe, I'm going to go to you first.
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, it's like a tough one because as a social media manager, my answer would be no, because at the end of the day, like you can receive twice the amount of sales from less followers, like than if you had 1,000 or 100,000 disengaged followers. But perhaps as a consumer, I'm a little more likely to judge a book off its cover. But at the end of the day, like when it comes down to it, I'm more interested in the product or the service than I am like the amount of followers, because I personally don't follow a lot of brands. And so I know other people may be in the same boat. Like there's a lot of factors that go into it. So that was a long way to say no.
Okay. Tyler, what about you?
I would probably say similarly to Chloe, like if I'm looking at it from a consumer perspective, 100%, if you find a brand social media on Instagram or Facebook, like it's not necessarily the first thing that you look for. However, it is something that you take note of. But I think if I had to look at it from a social media manager perspective, like, no, I don't think it does matter. I think it 100% is more worthwhile if you look at the content they're producing and the engagement that the brand has and how much value it is adding from its social media page rather than a number of followers. So I would also probably go with no.
Jordan?
I'm going to have to copy the other two. I completely agree. I know. I think from a consumer perspective, if I were to see a brand have maybe 100 or so followers, I would be a bit skeptical. I'd obviously judge the content first and everything, but buying from them, I think I'd maybe want to go through the reviews just to make sure they're genuine. I think from that sense, that's what I'd get. But similar to Tyler, as a social media manager, I think content is most important, really.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's a mixture of both. I definitely do think if an account has quite a small amount of followers, it does make you question a few things, but if their content is really high quality, then it'll probably change your mind. So it's definitely a combination of both that needs to be considered. But I think for most ordinary consumers, I think followers is a really big metric to look at and sometimes sort of shows the authenticity of a brand. Recent research, guys, you'll be pleased to know, actually showed that like a larger amount of followers basically gave higher perceptions of popularity. So Instagram is just a popularity contest, which I guess we all kind of knew. But I thought that was an interesting question. So thank you guys for your answers. But how can we actually gain those followers? Of course, I'm mostly talking about Instagram here, since there aren't any specific paid ads that will help you increase your followers. It means as social media managers, we need to have a few other tricks up our sleeves to help increase this. Facebook obviously has growth ads, Twitter has growth ads, but Instagram can be a tough one and often the most important for judging a brand on how many followers they have. So, Tyler, I know you've done sort of quite a lot of community management on Facebook before, which I'm interested to ask you about. But do you want to just give us a rundown firstly on community management? Because I think that's a really big one when it comes to growth and something I'm sure a lot of social media managers are familiar with. But do you want to just tell us a little bit about that and how you think it helps increase growth on Instagram, Facebook, all of those good places?
Yeah, definitely. So obviously community management in a nutshell is engaging with the people that engage with your brand, whether that's through liking their content, commenting, sharing stories, all of those fun things. But one thing that I have found with community management is that it's a great way to gain brand awareness for your brand when it comes to engaging with consumers and even other brands within your industry. You know, commenting on even a competitor's post can sometimes be beneficial because it also shows that you as a brand are, you know, you're out there, you're wanting to know what your audience has to say, you're getting involved, you're getting engaged. And I think a lot of the time that builds up a lot more trust in a brand as well with consumers, because they can see that there's actually someone behind the brand. It's not just an Instagram page or a Facebook page just posting all of this content and sharing all of these things, but not necessarily actually engaging with people. So I think one way, especially with Instagram, that I've kind of found very useful is sharing other people's content when they post about your brand, whether it's liking their picture and commenting on it, or, you know, seeing that you've been tagged in something on it and resharing it to your feed, or even sharing their stories. That can just add so much value to you as a brand, and also just bring that trust in your consumer and get people to actually interact and engage with you, which in turn could just drive so much more, whether it's, you know, driving sales or getting them to visit your website or just even wanting to interact with them in general. It can just be so beneficial. So yeah, from that perspective, especially on Instagram with regards to sharing content and just engaging with people as much as possible, it's definitely a huge thing that I think so many people also forget. And you think about community management and you're like, oh no, like, you know, I'm sharing my content, I don't need to worry about it. But it is something that is definitely, so when it comes to growth, a massive, massive beneficial thing. And yeah, with regards to Facebook and stuff, like recently what I have been doing for a client of mine is, just joining like local groups that are within the industry and interests, and liking pages that are, you know, within that same industry, and commenting on posts on that page and inviting people that have engaged with that post, whether it's through promoted posts or ads or even just organic posting, inviting them to be a part of that page and to actually like the content and follow the content that we're sharing. It's beneficial when it comes to growth, and it can really, really help your audience. So yeah, community management is definitely an important thing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's in the name, isn't it? Like building a community, like that's the key, and that's how you'll engage with different audiences, and particularly on Facebook groups, like you mentioned, are key. I think we've done a podcast episode on that before, on how you can engage with different Facebook groups. They're really important. But very quickly, though, for you guys, do you engage with brands yourself, like on your personal channels? Are you ever engaging with many brands?
No, I actually don't. If I think about it, I think I like posts that are shared by brands, but I don't necessarily comment on them. Or the only time that I would do it, though, is with competitions and stuff. But that's just because I want to win things, not because of anything else. No. I don't know about you guys, but...
I'm not necessarily like out there interacting with brands, but I do like obviously like tag a lot of brands and things. Yeah. Or like if I'm wearing something, I'll tag the brand. Or like if I'm trying something, like if I buy a new chocolate bar, maybe I'll post on my stories and like tag the brand in the stories, just really fishing. most of the time, like if a brand gets back to me or like comments or replies to the story, that kind of thing, that really in my eyes, like, boosts. I'm like, oh yeah, like this is the kind of brand. I don't know, I think it's just that acknowledgement, because the point of social media is to be social. And I think if you're a social media manager or a brand manager kind of a bit unsure about, you know, dabbling in community management, you always kind of have to think for your own experiences, like how good it feels when a brand actually gets back to you, even if your comment isn't necessarily like a question. It's kind of like a little feel good thing. And I'm more likely to, you know, like engage with that brand in the future or follow them if I wasn't already. So I think, yeah, it's definitely important to like kind of take on your own experiences when thinking about it.
Thank you. Jordan, what about you? Do you engage with many brands yourself?
Not really. I would say a bit like Tyler, I do like the odd photo if it's cool. I don't really share. But one thing I did think of when Chloe was speaking is I do quite like it when brands share pictures of girls, just sort of normal girls, or normal influencers, just sort of wearing their clothes or things like that. I don't know, it makes me think, oh, maybe I should tag them. I just quite like seeing girls sort of similar size to me wearing their clothes, not just the models they sort of put on their website. I think that could, if they sort of brands kept doing that, that would be something that maybe I could hop on. I don't know. Don't know if they'd share me, but
yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But that's the kind of content I like.
Yeah, for sure. I think I saw, I say a friend, just a girl I follow on Instagram from years ago who I don't speak to anymore, but her like post was shared on like the ASOS Instagram, and it was just because she had tagged them, and it's like they obviously go through and take a look. So that's kind of a cool thing that they do as part of community management, I guess, to find all of these accounts and pages and posts that they've been tagged in, I think is really cool. I definitely like a lot of brands' posts. Like, I have no shame in doing that if I like the brand. Definitely commenting for competitions too. And then I think I once actually commented on, I won't name any names, but I have actually spoken about them on the podcast before, so you might be able to figure it out. But I loved this brand for a while. I'd ordered a few things from them. I thought they were really cool, and I thought they were still quite like small business-esque. And I commented on one of their posts like, oh my God, love your product. And they didn't reply. And I was horrified because I was like, you don't have many comments. Like, you could have responded to me. So I actually think that's a real life experience and something that's actually really important. If you're not responding to people, like it kind of puts people off. So just going back to what you said, Tyler, like how important community management is to respond to people who maybe are just on the fence, who maybe not follow you yet, but have commented, slowly engaging. If you start building a conversation with them, then that could then turn them into a follower. So you're right. I think it's a really, really important tool to increasing followers. But obviously, another great way to do this is influencer marketing. So Chloe, our resident influencer, do you want to just tell us a little bit more about that, about how, I guess, brands can use influencers to grow their own channels, I guess, is sort of my question to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, there's a reason influencer marketing has really just like boomed over the past few years. And it's kind of like, it's this sneaky little hack way to really, yeah, like boost your following and your brand awareness. And there's so many like different reasons that it can do this. I mean, let's start with brand awareness for one. Like, if you gift an influencer or pay an influencer to share your product with their audience, not only like you're reaching that new audience, like you're just getting your name out there. So I think that's really great. But it also creates, if you're perhaps a smaller brand and you don't have a massive budget and you don't yet have that awareness or that like loyal customer base, what it also does is gives you an opportunity to reshare that content. So not only do you have that brand awareness, you now also have reusable content under your belt that you can then reshare. And what that does really is just, it helps boost your credibility as well. Like, I know we're talking a lot about growing that following and that audience, but if people visit your page and see that, you know, one of their favorite influencers or someone influential in the industry has like taken a picture with your product or recommended that product, like, at the end of the day, that saying I always say is that people buy from people. Like, if you don't trust a brand, you absolutely trust your favorite influencer, or, you know, not even someone that you know as an influencer, but you definitely trust a person, like a real person, as opposed to, you know, the people that own the business that are like, their job is to sell to you. So I think it's a really great way to do that as well. And, you know, a lot of people, I think 65% of marketers judge their success of an influencer marketing campaign based on brand awareness alone. So it's definitely like a very huge thing, something that we've started dabbling here at Giraffe as well. And we've seen some pretty decent success from it as well.
Definitely. I think something that is just addictive to me, at least, is clicking on a product or a post, should I say, and seeing the different products tagged and like all the different brands. Like, I'm always scrolling through and just clicking to see like, oh, this top is from Zara, this top is from here, this top is from H&M. And that's how I get onto the different accounts. And like, just a post like that where the products are tagged and the different brands are tagged are a really good way to sort of hop on to different accounts. So if, like you said, Chloe, if your brand can work with an influencer who's tagging you in all these products that they're using and different posts, then it's just gold, really, because people will click on that to find out more. So it's definitely great. I think the, homeware industry, would you call it, really benefits from that. You know, when you see a really gorgeous like bedroom or living room and you're like, oh, where's that mirror from, or where's that duvet from? I'm always looking at that and finding out where all these like really small things are from. It's the same for fashion, but for me, like, I just always see those things, like, where is that plant pot from? I just want to know. Very, very specific. But you're right, influencer marketing is gold, and that can really help increase growth. obviously influencer marketing, like you said, Chloe, with brand awareness is great, but they can obviously provide competitions, which are just amazing. As we all know, we've already mentioned how we all enter competitions. Jordan, do you want to talk a little bit more about, I guess, the actual content that's on a feed? Because that's really important when it comes to growing a page and competitions as well, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I would say content is probably the most important thing to make me follow a brand or an influencer or anyone really. I mean, there are different types of content you can sort of share. For example, if it's maybe engaging, maybe you're looking to build on your relationships with consumers, or maybe valuable content if maybe you want to build that credibility. Or if you may be looking for quality content, just to really like position your business where you're wanting to be, as maybe an industry leader, if that's what you're wanting. I would say there are many benefits to sort of sharing different types of content. For example, if you're wanting to increase traffic to your page or maybe your website, encourage engagement, or maybe increase sales. A great way to start, maybe, if you're wanting to increase traffic to your page, would be with competitions. I don't know about you, but I've been entering a lot of competitions recently. Do you guys enter them? Is it just me? Is it a lockdown thing?
Nicole's constantly tagging me in giveaways.
I am. I'm sorry.
Go-to friend that you use.
Yeah. I can't apologize because you've become that person. I love competitions and I'm always hopeful that one day I will win. I think we've talked a lot about social media competitions in the past. I've won a few. It does happen, you know. I've never won one of the really big ones, like the ASOS Boohoo, like £1 million giveaway. Fingers crossed for that one. But yeah, they're just great, and I am such a sucker for, yeah, I'll follow you to enter the competition. I don't care. Why not?
Definitely.
Tyler, do you enter a lot of competitions as well?
Oh, all the time, constantly.
What kinds of competitions?
Oh, it's always the ones that are promising you a holiday, all-inclusive holiday.
Yeah.
And then I never win them, and that's a bit disappointing. But I do continue to follow the page, though.
This is my other question. Yeah, this is my other question. After following, if you don't win, do you carry on following them, or do you maybe unfollow them? I kind of do that. If I don't, and then they might post another one, so I'll refollow them. That's what I do.
I probably end up like following them because I don't really see the effort of having to unfollow, because I'm like, oh, when did the terms and conditions end? Could I still win? Is it ongoing? I'm like, I'll carry on following them. Why not? Especially if they do quite a lot of competitions, then I think I could enter again. I am just a sucker when it comes to competitions, unfortunately. They've got me. They have.
I think it's good to keep following them as well. And Laura's not on this podcast episode, but one of Laura's really awesome experiences with a brand is that she entered one of their giveaway competitions. I think it was for a dentist to get like the works done for free. And she didn't win, but because she kept following the brand, actually messaged her, and this is really great work on behalf of the brand, messaged her and said, hey, like, thank you so much for entering the giveaway. Like, we're really sorry you didn't win this time, but we'd love to, like, you know, get you in for like a complimentary teeth cleaning, or it was something like that, which I think is so awesome, because like that's a great way. I think giveaways are great, but I guess one of their major takebacks is that, you know, people do unfollow if they haven't won. But if you have the initiative to kind of like offer them something else, or like give them, you know, it could be like a 5-10% discount, it could be as little as that, that's how you keep that following. And you've also then you've gained yourself a customer. And you know, even if Laura didn't go in for her complimentary tooth whitening, she's told me that, and I'm like telling you guys that. So I think it's a great combination of, I guess, what we've all touched on. So yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there because I think that's also like a nice little bonus tip.
I've seen a sort of an increase recently in lead-based competitions. So a lot of Instagram stories and swiping through like paid ads where you can like click the button to like sign up now, and then it auto fills in your first name, your last name, and your email address. So that's a really cool way to not only get data, but you've now got like a batch of emails that you can use for your newsletter. But you can also, like you said, Chloe, recontact and say, sorry, you didn't win the competition, but here's a discount code, or here's something else. So being able to continuously offer something to keep people interested, even though they may have not won the prize, I think is super key to just engaging with your audience. I think that's the key to everything that we've mentioned, is sort of just being engaging and making sure that your brand is being seen on multiple platforms, you know, whether that's influencers or your own page or being tagged in other products, user-generated content, all of that good stuff. It is a massive shame that we can't run Instagram growth ads. I think everyone wishes that we had that. It would be really great to increase our followers that way. But I also think to myself, like, imagine the world if that did exist, like, and how crazy that would be. I wonder if influencers would start using them to try and increase their followers. It would be totally different. Like, I find on Facebook, getting page likes is somewhat easy and somewhat cheap because there are so many interests and Facebook is so huge that you can get likes fairly easily. On Instagram, I imagine that might be the same because there's so many people on the platform. But then does that mean that followers become irrelevant? I could go on all day. It's like makes the brain wonder. But I think it's quite interesting. So if that ever did happen, who knows? But that unfortunately is not the case. A very quick tip from myself. I've tried this out. I don't know how well it's going so far, but either promoting posts or running ads where the link directs people back to the Instagram page. I've seen it myself with like ads that I see in my feed, and then it says like click here, and then the click is just to their Instagram. You know, that it's a way to just send people to the page and hopefully try and get some more followers. It's something potentially worth trying for your client, depending on the brand and if it's relevant. But who knows, one day the landscape could change. We all know that Facebook and Instagram are changing literally every day, so we won't know. Did you have any thoughts on that, like if Instagram growth ads did one day exist, like do you, Chloe, I'd be interested from your perspective, like do you think influencers would then try and use that to increase their followers?
Absolutely. you know, I'm like buying followers is a thing still, and plenty of people are doing that. But I guess it comes into question, like, I always like, and this goes with like ads for Facebook and things as well. It looks, and it kind of ties into the question of does the follower count matter? Because yeah, it looks great if you've, you know, run these ads or you've bought these followers and you have like a bunch of followers. But at the end of the day, like if they're not engaged in your content and you have 10,000 followers, but you're getting like 100, I mean, less than 100, even for some brands, like likes on your posts, it's kind of, it's very transparent, like. Wait, is that what I'm trying to say? Yeah, like it's very obvious, I guess, for people following you. So I think it's very, I mean, as much as we would love to have it on Instagram, I think it's probably for the best that they don't have it in there. And I mean, there are so many great ways that you can grow your following organically. That means that you have built like a really strong and connected audience. So like I do love advertising, but I do think like you should always try and build your audience organically first. And I think the tips we've given today are a great way to start with that.
Yeah. I mean, I think you mentioned a really good point there. If you have too many followers and not enough engagement, then it just looks dodgy. So it's a really good mix between having followers who actually engage. I think that's the secret sauce, like what you want to aim for. Because it can go the other way where if I go on a brand's Instagram and they have 2 million followers, but they're only getting a couple hundred likes on their posts, I don't trust them. So, you know, it honestly can go either way. And I think having the balance, you're completely right, Chloe, is really important. And you can do that by trying all of these organic ways to do that, you know, community management, making sure your content is really high quality and engaging, competitions where relevant, you know, as long as they're relevant to the brand and actually provide something, I don't think there's anything wrong with them. Just keeping on top of ways that you can continue to engage with people who have entered. Then go ahead, because I've fully admitted that I will enter as many competitions as I can, so I don't think it will hurt anyone. But great, thank you so much everyone for your answers. Thank you so much to everyone for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode, and you can connect with us on all major social channels and let us know what you thought about today's episode. Do you judge a brand account by the amount of followers? Does having too many followers make them seem disingenuous? Let us know. We've been Giraffe Social Media. You've been amazing. We'll see you next time.